Second? Okay, very good. Okay, so before I begin the shiur itself, there are a few names I want to mention. Unfortunately, if you don't hear me for some reason, let me know, okay? He says, unfortunately, as we're moving along in this, I would call this matzav of corona, I'm hearing more names of people connected to that unfortunately are dealing with this corona. So I just went, actually two parents or two of my Talmidim from many years ago are in the hospital. One is, I want to dedicate this Yischus learning for Refuah Shleima. One is in a hospital in Arizona, Yisrael Menachem Ben Bracha Mindel. And there's another one, There's another one, I just want to find the name. Give me a minute. Oh, yes, another father-in-law of a Talmud of mine, Mordechai Lamelech Ben Devora. So the learning should be a schus for those two and for all the Jews that have that are not well and certainly those who are dealing with the corona right now. I think that before we continue, I just saw a message. Someone would like let's send this again to the Orshal Shurim list. Someone would like it. Fine. Okay, great. Okay, anyway, the last thing I want to mention is I see that besides Refuah Shleima, for those who don't realize, today is the yahrzeit, tonight's the yahrzeit of Gidon Gard Ben Noam, Gidon Raisin. I think this must be the first time in the shul I'm dealing with this. He was a member of the shul, he was very involved in the shul, everyone knows him, and also a very, very personal friend who, you know, yes, please, if everyone can send names of people, we can add them to the list, that would be a good idea. And, you know, this turns out that his first yahrzeit, it's not so easy for the family to go ahead and to say Kaddish the way they're supposed to say, the way it's usually done. But knowing who Gidon was, he would want everyone to follow the Hanfiyot and Mishrat of Briyut. And I've thought about Gidon a lot this year, and he's missed, and his memory inspires me, I'm sure inspires us in the shul, and he should be a memory for his family too, and he should continue to inspire people who knew him to do the right thing. Gidon Verek Ben Noam. Okay, so let's begin. So what I'm trying to do, in case you all haven't noticed, and please, if someone has something to say, I would say, you know, please chime in. One of the bigger challenges of this year is the fact that I can't necessarily see people want to say something, but certainly...
It's fine now.
What?
I'm sorry, I was just talking to my wife. I'll mute myself.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. Please have to see... The question, yesterday someone asked questions, you know, please, okay, thank you. Eliezer ben Yehuda ben Chaya, the head of Ichud HaTzolah, certainly, also needs our tefillahs, they all need our tefillahs, let's go on. Okay, now, so I'm talking about those halachas that are relevant to us, the situation we're in, and in general, we'll be discussing halachas that are more relevant to the time. I decided to talk about this halacha today because this halacha will not be relevant in another few days. I'd like to say by the time Rosh Chodesh Iyar comes around, I hope to say maybe we'll be back in shul. I don't know. Sounds like that's optimistic, but a person should never stop hoping. But I decided to talk about today. Tomorrow will be a shorter shiur. I'll be talking about Birchas Alanos. For those who don't get around or don't have a fruit tree in their garden, it might be an issue. But today I want to talk about saying tachan in the house, and the question is, do you fall and cover your face like you do in shul or not? And I know that everyone will tell me, of course, if you're not in the shul, there's no sefer Torah, you don't fall on your face. But the truth is, it's not such a simple matter, and I like to discuss that. So first of all, let's talk about the whole idea of tachan. So if you look at source number one, it's a shalach and shulchan aruch that says that ein ledaver ven filin afilah sapayim, a very important halacha. You're not supposed to talk between your davening and tachanun, kishinofel alpanov, and people are knowing to fall on their left hand, okay, on the side, left side, fine. So the koach, as we'll explain in the second of tachanun, happens when tachanun comes immediately after tefillah, and therefore a person should not talk, should not go ahead and should not talk in between. Now we see the koach of Tachanun, what Tachanun could do, from a story in Maseches Bava Metzia. Everyone knows the famous story in Maseches Bava Metzia, Perek Hazav, of the Tanach Shalachnoi, that Rabbi Lezer was put into Cherem. Rabbi Lezer was a very important person. And his wife, who was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel, was afraid that if ever Rabbi Lezer would express his sorrow in Tachanun, the power of his Tachanun, being that he was such a big tzaddik, and Tachanun is a powerful tefillah, they were concerned that her husband would lose his life. So she always tried to stop him from saying Tachanun. So you look at source number two, Ima Shalom Devisad Rabbi Lezer, Achted Rabbi Gamliel. She was the sister of Rabbi Gamliel. Now, who might say that at the time that Rabbi Lezer was put into Chayre, Melech, Lava Shaka, Rabbi Lezer, Lanepa, Lababe. She didn't allow Rabbi Lezer to fall Tachanun. So he says, so one day it was Rosh Chodesh, and I guess she made, he says, and therefore, he says, she thought he wouldn't fall Tachanun, and I guess he made a mistake, or maybe what happened was that another shot is it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, while he was, when he was about to say Tachanun, usually she would stop him, or maybe she would get him to talk, so that would somehow or another weaken the power of the Tachanun. There was an ani at the door, and she went to give him bread, and she missed the opportunity to stop him. She walks into the room, he's saying Tachanun, and she responds, and she says, he killed my brother, right? He says, and then they heard that Rabbi Gamliel had died, because the idea that Rabbi Lezer felt that he was afflicted and he was oppressed, those gates never close. And even though it's done l'shem shemayim, the koach of Lezer's tefillah, who maybe wasn't even davening that Rabbi Gamliel should be taken, but just he was davening his own sorrow with such power that it would take away his life. So you see the koach of Tachanun, how important Tachanun is. What the koach of Tachanun is. And I would just point out that right now we're saying Tachanun another, 2 days? Tuesday, tomorrow at Mincha, Wednesday, already at Mincha, we don't say Tachanun on Wednesday. And the power of Tachanun to somehow stop this Gzeira Ra that's upon us. And we should take advantage of the Tachanun Tefillah. Okay, so he says, so then in source number three, so really it's the koach of Tachanun. So in source number three, the Torah mentions on the Tron who goes, says that falling on your face with Sibur after davening of the Shus is not a chova. Okay? And for that reason, there are many different customs when you go ahead and you say Tachanun or you don't say Tachanun. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we try to be a little more machmir. I don't know if Shaya Stern is on with us. He probably doesn't know what I'm speaking about, but he's always after me that we shouldn't say Tachanun. So Chutzlar, so they don't say Tachanun and Zayin Adar. In Eretz Yisrael, they do say Tachanun and Zayin Adar. There are so many different days, and that's because it's really a minute about saying Tachanun, as the Torah says. However, to remember, the koach of Tachanun is so important. So if you look at source number four, the Rivash, says that Davar Zeh, This idea, thank you, Ophir. Ain't a chova satzfila. It's not a chova satzfila, but it's a minog. And as it says that it quotes the Gemara Megillah that that everyone fell on their face and Rav didn't. The question is, so how come he didn't fall on his face? Because it's a minog. And then the same idea that Ima Shlom, the wife of Rabbi Lezer, tries to stop Lezer from saying Tachanun. What do you mean he stopped Lezer from saying Tachanun? What does that mean? He says, because the answer is that since it's only a minhag, so because of that, she was able to go ahead and she was able to stop. Just 1 second. So I'm telling you, she was able to stop Rabbi Lezer from going ahead and saying Tachanun. All right, so that's the idea. And if it was Chovas HaTfilah, how could she stop? So therefore, so even though people say she would get him to talk, so he would forget, the bottom line is, if it was a real chov, he wouldn't let her forget, and he wouldn't forget every day. The bottom line is, it's a minhag ba'alma, and therefore, there are minhagim different places where they say, certain places they don't say, and it's fascinating, the examples they give, so we know, we don't fall tachanun in Chanukah and Purim, And it says here in Yeshivas and Bavel, there were different minhagim. And Rav Haigo, he says in Yeshiva of Amram Gon, they would actually say Tachanun on these days. And the Yeshivas of Rav Haigo, they wouldn't say Tachanun. And he mentions Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. And it says that in those days, the Masamach, so they would say, and in other words, they wouldn't say. So it's all, and that's why in the Beis Avol they don't say, some say in the Beis Avol you do say Mincha. So he says, everyone goes according to their Minha. So therefore, the bottom line is, he's like this, if you look at the very end, Ein Sarach L'Dachdek, in Esher, you can say Ma'uman also. Okay, so that's why you don't have to be so Ma'afin. So the emphasis is that this custom, this question, do you fall in the house, not fall in the house, so it's not really the end of the world because it's only a custom whether you fall or not. Okay, so that's, I would just be mocked in my words by that, even though what I might say at the end of the shir might seem against the minhag, but the minhag is not that difficult because the whole idea of falling is only a custom. If you look at source number 5, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Tur, the same idea that Tfilas HaPayim is not a chova, and therefore we can move out for some reasons, but however, the bottom line is, he says, v'nira li, that even though it's a minhag, and this is very important, the achshav kol yisrael nog, because that since all the Jews are knowing, it's very difficult to say it's a minhag. Just like, for example, Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, but now there's Manenu, since everyone davens Meirav, it's a chova. Or Hashulcha wants to imply the same idea. Tfilin has become, and that's Tfilin Tachim become a chova. And it's Yonah Gadol Ma'od, and he says, Umin Hashemayim Memaharim, Umin Hashemayim, they're very quick to go ahead and to answer the Tfilas HaPayim. So that we should take advantage of the next day and a half. When it comes to Achron, and even we see from Elazar, his seals are answered, and even when not Rabbi Elazar, right, we have to realize that the power of Tachanun is so strong, we should take advantage of. He says take advantage of Tachanun as much as possible. Okay, so before we get into whether you should pull Tachanun house or not, I want you to take notice of source number 7 for a very quick minute. Source number 7 is Rabbeinu Bachaye, because in the Torah and Sefer Bamidbar, so we see that Moshe Aaron fell a number of times. One of the times was by Korach Vadoso, I believe even by the Chedem Araglim, and there Rabbeinu Bachaye goes off in Perek Zayin and he speaks about the Koach of Tachlon. Falling, but just like Moshe and Aaron fell on their face and they davened, when we say Tachanun, we're doing something very similar. We are falling on our face and we're davening. So what's the idea of falling on your face, covering your face? If you look at source number 7 very quickly, the first paragraph, and it really makes sense to look at the whole Benav Achaye. I'm not going to do that now, but people do it on their own. It says number 1, and this is the Koach. He says in the Inyan Zepayim Yesh Bo Shalosh Kavanos Achas L'Mora Hashchina. To show your awe of the Shekhinah. And by the way, that's one of the reasons why people are only fall on their face in the shul, because they feel the Marah Shekhinah is only in the shul. All right, that's one of the reasons why. However, there is the concept of falling to show Marah Shekhinah. The second is to show our tsar and our submission. In other words, so therefore, a lot of times, you'll see that sometimes someone is so embarrassed or someone is so sad that they're so much pain, they can't even show their face. They don't look differently. So we cover our faces, show the tzar that we have, which would explain why in Shabbos or Chodesh we don't do this, or even Chodesh Nisan. But this is certainly be a time to feel the tzar that we're having because of this magepa that we're experiencing now. And the third reason is laharos asira schusha vitul argosa, is basically to go ahead and to show, we want to show that we don't really have koach, we cover our face. What we want is not important. Only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But only what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is really important. That's the idea. So the three reasons are, number 1, to show Marah Shekhinah. The second reason we cover our face during Tachanun is to show our tsar. And the third is to show that what we want is not important. We only what we want is what a Kaddish, we want not what a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants. I saw an interesting a blog. I have to tell you, you know, in terms of shuls closing, as we know, shuls are closing, have closed all over the world, and many, many people have spoken about closing shuls, speak about the fact that it's very sad and the tears. And the truth is, when I wrote the email to shul closing, I don't think I mentioned that, not because I wasn't sad, just because I don't necessarily like to express my emotions in the email like that. However, someone wrote an email and said, you know, it's one thing if the non-Jews stop us from going to shul. But here we know this is exempt from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to really, in a certain sense, if the halacha is to watch your health, and the halacha is to not have minyan in the shul. Therefore, that's the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? So, yes, we're sad the shul closes, but we're besimcha, we're doing the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For example, like a person who has to machal Shabbos saved a life, so they should be besimcha, they're doing the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not their machal Shabbos besimcha, but the simcha doing ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the idea of covering your face to show whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, we're going to do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we shouldn't have a minion. We don't have a minion. We do have a simcha. Okay. So those are the three reasons. Fine. So now let's go. Let's move on to the source number eight. In source number eight, this is where the halacha comes up in terms of falling on your face. So if you look at source number eight, that's Shulchan Aruch, Chochus Nizgapayim, Sima Kuf Lamed Aleph, Sifet. Here the Shulchan Aruch says, Nefila Sapayim, Meyushav, you're supposed to stay Tachlan and sitting down, but Lama Umar, not standing up. And he says, and then the Ramah adds in, Yesh Omrim De'ein Nefila Sapayim, Al-Bamakum Sheyesh Aron, V'Sefer Torah V'Socho. There's some who say you only fall on your face in a place where there's an Aron and a Sefer Torah in the Aron. Aber below that, without an Aron Kodesh, Sefer Torah there, Omrim Tachlon, you go ahead and you say Tachlon, the leaky soup on them without your face being covered up. And I guess that would be because maybe, as I said, you don't feel the Mora Hashchina so much if there's no Sefer Torah. The Chayim Noagim, and this is actually the Minog. And he goes on and says, the Chatzur Beis HaKnesses, HaPasuach Beis HaKnesses, a Chatzur Beis HaKnesses that is open to Beis HaKnesses, or b'shosh tiv mispalim, so even a yochid in this house can say tachlin. So in other words, if someone's in the chutzah, for example, if someone's standing outside of Rosh Hashanah and they're saying tachlin, you can according to Ramah, you can do nefilas sapayim. Or if someone is not in shul but he knows that we start every day 6:15, it's a regular, who knows, I'm gonna get the tachlin. According to Ramah, you can say tachlin in this house at that moment and fall on his face. But that's the minute of the Ramah. Ramah brings down, and if you're not davening in a shul, you shouldn't go at it and you shouldn't fall on your face. Okay, so question, what's the reason why? So here, if you want to go down to number nine, thank you. Hello. So here we have the Beis Yosef. The Yosef says that this is based, that he says, Kosev Oder Rakeach Tin Shin Chav Dalim. He says, Ein Noflin El Lefnei Sefer Torah, you only fall Nefila Sepayim before a Sefer Torah. Why? And the Simon Ladover is Mechemes Ai. When they fought the war against Ai, it says, Vayipol Alpana Vafnei Aaron Hashem. They fell on their face for Aaron Hashem. He says, and therefore, since it's Vafnei Aaron Hashem there they fell, we learn out you only fall when there's an Aaron Hashem. And the Mechaber finishes off, and the Omer, in the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah, if we have to accept it. If you want to argue, you can answer on this. As you'll see, the Achronim argue on this. Is very important. Let's look at the Taz. So the Taz says, mentions the Beis Yosef, source number 10. And he says, what could you argue? He says, very simply, because if you look, it's true, by I, they fell in the face for Aaron Hashem. But just because it says, L'nei Hashem, doesn't mean only where there's an Aaron Hashem there. It happened in that situation, there wasn't a Bnei Aaron Hashem that fell on the face. But he says, just because the Aaron's not there does not mean that it's not a Bnei Hashem. So the same idea, just because there's no Sefer Torah does not mean it's not a Bnei Hashem. Where do we see that you don't have to have an Aaron or a Sefer Torah, an Aaron to be a Bnei Hashem? This is the Bnei Shegiva, the Pasuk says, the Taz mentions, second line of source number 10, he says, third line, the Maislach Shegiva, it says, Vayitku They cried, and by Yeshuv Ne Hashem, they took it for Hashem. So you say that was what is a Sefer Torah, not somewhere else? The bottom line is, Lefnei Hashem does not mean that. He says, that's the idea. And so therefore, there's no problem going to Lefnei Hashem when you don't say Sefer Torah, and he brings the liar from the rush. Why? Because Mara tells us that a person who is a leader and he's dominating for something should not fall on his face if he's not sure he's going to be answered. Because, like, what happens if he says, oh my gosh, I have to daven for rain to the seabor, and he falls on his face, and the rain does not come, it will be a big embarrassment for him. So Morris says clearly, a person should not daven, fall on his face, a leader, if he knows he's not going to be answered. And the Rush says it does not apply to Yachid, only with seabor, because with seabor, people will see, and they'll think less of him. The Yachidus, a leader can fall on his face too, if he's not sure he's going to be answered. So the Rush, The rush implies a person falls on his face to be a fetus. He says that's from the rush. He says, and certainly he says it wasn't talking about a house open to a basic nasses. And therefore he says what the Rokach says, you shall only fall if they are Sefer Torah, is not mistaber in all the Rishonim. And the Ramah says that this is the halakha, and he says, and that's the bottom line. He says, however, the Ramah goes like the Rokach. Okay. The Ramah goes like the Rokeach, and to say you only fall before, you only go ahead and you fall when there's a Sefer Torah falling on your face. So you look at the Shabura source number 11, and he mentioned the same idea. And then he goes on to end. Now, this meant to finish off the Mishabura, talk to my father, and then finish off with the Rosh Hashofar. If you ain't some Sefer Torah, Rak Shar Svarim, let's say you don't have a Sefer Torah, other Svarim, Das Elio Rabba, Vadivra Chaim, Yipal Panach. Just say Racham Chana Val Nefilah Sabayim. Yesh Cholchem Bazeh. He says, and everyone goes ahead and argue. Those who argue, Makom Shiyesh Sefer Torah LeKul Yam Afilu Yachla Beisin Ofel Of Hapa. And he says, in the place of the Sefer Torah, everyone holds, and even a Yachad will fall Nefilah Sabayim. I was once friendly with a great nephew of Moshe Feinstein, Zechar Shalom Livracha, who he would take turns sometimes to Mishamish with Moshe. And one time he told me that he was being shamash from Moshe, or Moshe davened Yechidus, and Moshe Feinstein fell in the field of Sepayim, but it was davened Yechidus. He says, I guess from Moshe, my great uncle holds, you should fall at Tachman, you should davened Yechidus. So Moshe finished davening, put his towel, took off his talus and filled it, and then he put the towel away in the closet, and the closet was a Sefer Torah. So he realized he couldn't bring a riot from that. However, there is the sheet that Mishabura mentions. There's farm in the room. You should also go ahead and you should fall in the field of Sabayim, because even though the Ramah mentions not to fall in the field of Sabayim, there's no Sefer Torah made up of the Marashkin. There's farm there, you do fall. For that reason, actually, there's the Dinah Yerushalayim is to fall in the field of Sabayim and extend everywhere because you feel the Marashkin, everyone in Yerushalayim. So I just mentioned before I go to the Aruch HaShulchan, that's the last thing on the page. Is that the last thing on the page, Aruch HaShulchan? So he says, yes, okay. Before I get to the Aruch HaShulchan, that I always thought that was the halacha. That if you daven, this is the halacha. So Ramah says, if you daven, if you don't daven in the shul, you shouldn't fall on your face during Tachman. That's what Ramah says. And then, after my father went to YU, to Yeshiva University, so for all those who went to Yeshiva University, I think it's a known thing that most of the shurim, they daven mincha in the shurim after shir, at least a few days a week. I think mincha shir maybe started at 1:45, 1:30. It went 1:15. It went till 2:45, if I remember correctly. And then we would daven mincha the last 15 minutes. And my father, so he always fell tachanon on his face in the shirum, even though there was no Sefer Torah in the shirum. And I remember thinking that it must be because there was farm in the shirum, even though what was in the shirum, a few gemaras that we had. Maybe a Rambam here and there. But then, I think, someone asked my father, if I remember correctly, I think my father said, the Rambam does not mention this chumrah, this idea of the Ramah, the only fall that's a Sefer Torah. And the Shas doesn't mention it, and you have what the Taz says, and also you have what the Raya from the Rosh. Okay, so I would just say that the minhag is like the Ramah, I follow my father. I do fall tachon on my face even when I'm davening in the house. But it's interesting. It's just like it happened to me. I didn't realize what my father did until I saw my father. But this week, I was davening shacharis and mincha. One of my kids saw. He saw that I covered my face with tachon. He said, you covered my face with tachon? And the same thing. My father didn't tell me until I saw him in action. And my kids didn't know what my shidduch was until they saw me in action also. But again, I'm not telling anyone to go against the Ramah. I'm saying what my father did, what I do, and then it definitely is the Ramah, and to realize the great koach of tachanun. And we
Rav Chaim, you froze.
What happened to Rav Chaim?
Rav Chaim has network issues in the house, so he's looks like he has a problem. Bear with us for 1 second. We'll try to get Rav Chaim back. Mark, did you just get a file?
Yes, I did, but from John.
No, check your chat in the meeting.
Oh, in the meeting, hang on. Oh, yeah, the PDF. Yeah, thanks.
Excellent. Making sure that works. I wasn't able to send it as a doc file, but now we can send it as PDF files.
Excellent.
We're trying to get Rav Chaim back. 1 minute. I apologize. It looks like Rav Chaim is having some technical difficulties, but hopefully we'll get him back in a minute.
Maybe we should pause the recording in the meantime.
Everybody, I'm back. I apologize. Okay? You hear me? Hello?
Yes, we hear Rav Chaim. See what happened.
I'm so sorry. I just have to apologize. What happened is we had a problem with internet, and we called them to fix it, and obviously it's worse than it was before. So let's just finish up. I apologize, okay? Let's get back down to the Aruch HaShulchan. Where are we? Okay. So what was the last thing I said? I think the last thing I said was that the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ramah writes that he quotes, Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Ramah that, as I imagine that, you know, my father didn't follow father and mom. He says, the Ein Nefila Sapayim Ella B'Makom Sheish Arum B'Sefer Torah B'Socho. So you don't only have Nefila Sapayim in a place where you have, where you go ahead and, with his Arum B'Sefer Torah, and he says, without this, so you should, the Ramah says you should say talk without boiling your face. He says, fine. Now, and then if you look at this, he says he doesn't understand this. And you look, and this is the most important part. Venerally, especially in our situation, Rav HaShulchan says, venerally the Kavanoso, he says, I don't understand, he says. Well, like he says, why would you say you can't fool the no Sefer Torah? Why? He says, venerally the Kavanoso, why you should fool anywhere is, but Ikar Atfilos Lamadun Rosh Rabbeinu. If you want to know where the Ikar and the Filos come, Rosh Rabbeinu. Because it says the Snapel, the Sham Lo Yaron, the Moshe fell before Hashem, and there was no Arum there. The Im Mishum, and if it's because that Har Sinai was the Ikar Ashras Tachidusha, so every place where a person is Mispalel is Makam Kadosh. Ukashi Mispalo, Shchina Kenegdo. So every place, just like Moshe Beno, he davened everywhere. So every you davened is Makam Kadosh. And when you davened, Shchina Kenegdo, and it's like you stood before the king. So I would say that if you see the Shulchan Aruch says that really, Aruch HaShulchan says you can fall a tachon anywhere because wherever you go, wherever you are, so you feel the Shechina, the Zashra's Kedusha. Because wherever, just like Rav Moshe Beno fell in Novos Sefer Torah, so the same thing, wherever a person davens, is the Makom Kadosh, and wherever you daven Shechina Kenegdo. So even though we're not davening in Shul, and we're not davening in Minyanim, the Aruch HaShulchan points out wherever a person davened is a Makom Kadosh, and the Shechina is there, and it's like you stand before the king. It's like you stand before the king. So that's the bottom line. He says the
Chaim?
Yeah.
Is that true only for a tzibur? The Aruch HaShulchan is talking about only a tzibur, also a yachid if one davens in the house be yachidus.
So I think it's mashma. It's talking about a yachid because the rush says immediately he wants to rush. The yachid who davened in his house will have to fall on his face. So wherever you da, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, that so he seems to say he says then he quotes on and he says like this. Okay, fine. So you're right. So he quotes all the rush Megillah Shem Pasuyam Vesem Mutalei Paul Vekarva Vesem Mistam Alech Sefer Torah. But that's how the Aruch HaShulchan explains it. Fine. He explains that really you should be able to fool wherever you are and even Yachid. Then he goes on, he finishes off, you call Makom. Ha Minik HaPashit. The Minik HaPashit is like the Rakeach. and like the Pesach and Ramah, and an Achatzar Beis HaKnesses is open to a Beis HaKnesses, he says, so he says, you're allowed to fall there. He says, then he mentions, and it may be the case that Rosh is where he was a Yochel while the Tzibur was davening. He says, while the Tzibur was davening. Okay, so he says, however, so in other words, so the Rosh can explain, the Rosh explains the Gemara according to the Ramah. However, the middle of the Ramah, however, the Aruch HaShulchan does say that there's a way to explain why she failed to fall al panav no matter where you are. So I would just finish off by saying there is a Pesach Ramah. I'm not telling what to go against the Pesach Ramah. However, those who want to fall on their face certainly have what to rely upon. That's what my father did. And to realize for the next day and a half, the koach of tachanun, and when a person falls and he does it for those three reasons, you don't realize the koach that tefillah has, and really is a time when we really need that koach very strongly. So that is the halacha. All right. Anyways, I apologize for that intermission. Hopefully, we'll be able to work things out that it shouldn't happen. At a different time. All right. So it was good after. But anyone, any comments on the shiur?
Good shiur.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem. So tomorrow probably also, probably be a little shorter share about Birchas Ilanos, just as a reminder, Birchas Ilanos. I would just mention, by the way, I'll probably send a letter out, the Rabbanut HaRashit has called for a half-day fast on Wednesday. Anybody who's feeling well and is able to do it, so at this point I would say you should try to do it a half-day fast. Obviously, if there's a reason why a person should not fast and he's not feeling like a cold or whatever else, then he certainly shouldn't fast. But don't look at the ambulance, you really try to fast. All right? Okay, Mr. Shem.
Rav?
Yeah?
Rav? Yeah. Can we just, is it possible to get the Makorot before the Shirak so I can print it up? Because these on the screen, it's just too small for me to see.
So I'll tell you, can I put it on the Shear app, is that okay?
What are you saying?
No, yeah. I'll put it on the Shear WhatsApp group. That's fine.
So I can print it up. Yeah.
Fine. Okay, that's great. I can do that for sure. I can. So I want to take a little bit for sure. I can do that for sure. No question about that. I can do that for sure. I'm happy to do that. All right. Mitzvah Hashem. I get it done. Okay. Okay.
We can also send that. I just sent it to everybody by message.
When?
Just now.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah, message, but if I. I'll try to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
It's very easy. I was actually telling Ophir yesterday. This is the first time where my video has actually been working. And afterwards, I had a meeting. I had a meeting at it then, and I was sending Ophir messages on WhatsApp about the shear. And I said, one of the advantages of video not working. You can actually go on your WhatsApp during a meeting because no one knows what you're doing. That's one of the advantages. So, Baruch Hashem for that. So, there are advantages to this whole thing. Anyways, I commit to Hashem. So, we'll look forward to speaking to everyone tomorrow. Everyone should just try to stay healthy and well and be very careful.
Have a good night.
Okay. Have a good night.
Bye bye. Bye.
What? Well, okay. Well, actually, it was. You should just know it was actually a, wait a second, it was.